Yeah, good morning, everybody. I apologize for the last-minute change in venue for today, but I do want to go by to Boris so we can finish up the next couple of days. And so it came up that I couldn't make it into the yeshiva this morning. I don't know if the campus is upside down because of the open house, so it doesn't affect our building. I don't know. But anyway, Lamaisa will learn over here, and we'll go by to try to finish up this set of my makomos in this packet. We're up to 39, and that is the discussion of the third of the three requirements that are necessary to allow borer in a mixture where borer is a problem. In other words, something where you have a type of mixture, which we discussed at length last week, you have a type of mixture where its subject is humor borer. So we said, nonetheless, it's permissible to separate if done with certain conditions. One of the conditions was that it has to be done biyad as opposed to with a kli. And we explained that a kli means particularly a kli that is designed for that purpose, like a strainer or a sifter, a colander, something along those lines, as opposed to, let's say, something which might qualify as a kli, like a fork or a spoon, for certain purposes considered a kli, but it's not a kli that's miyucha, it's not designed for being borer. It may accomplish it, but it doesn't really accomplish any better or significantly better than your hand, so therefore that would be considered biyad. That's what we saw for a Moshe. The second qualification is it has to be ochel mitoch psoles. You have to separate the ochel from the psoles. You take out the desired section from the or desired pieces, or desired particles, or desired clothes, whatever it is, from the undesired. Ochel and psoles, again, we mentioned a lav dafka, food and garbage, but rather that which you want now as opposed to that which you don't want now. And we discussed already that borer applies to other types of mixtures not involving food. Okay, all good. But in order to be allowed, to a borer to be allowed from a particular mixture, it has to be borer mitoch ochel, and not the other way around. And we can explain that that's called derech, that's perhaps it's called derech achila. Others say that it's a, you know, that it's a shinui, and that's why it's different. It's a general, it's kind of a general klal related to malachas machshevis that doesn't apply. But okay, we can talk about that. I think we talked about that a little bit. We may talk about that more, what the exact reason is why ochel mitoch psoles, you know, that's called, it's not, it's called derech achila as opposed to derech brera. Perhaps a nafkamina, and not the hakiri enough right now, is what if I'm separating something, which we saw the Prima Gadam is specific about, what if you put something aside, I put two things aside, you separate, you don't want either of them right now. Remember the Mishnah Berurah quoted, hi ochel, hi psoles, which is ochel, which is psoles. Okay, anyway, but let's go right to the third of the qualifications, and that is, it has to be that you're doing this activity, le'alter. Okay, that's spelled Lamed, Aleph, Lamed, Tuf, Reish, not Tes, Reish. That's the name of the Yiddish name, Alter, which means older, elder. To determine Yiddish, not we're talking about here. Alter means immediately. And that's what the Rambam paskins. I think we're up to 39. Is that correct? I think that's where we left off. Okay, source 39. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Parakes, Halach Yigimel, the Rambam writes, HaBorer Ochel Mitoch Psoles Biyado La'nicho Afilu Lebo Bayom. If you separate Ochel Mitoch Psoles, it wasn't the normal fashion. Okay, it was ochel mitoch psoles, but it's to put it aside even for later that day. We're not talking about putting aside for after Shabbos, you have problems of hachana and so on and so forth. No, you're putting away for later, bo bayom. Still, nasa kibora la'otzer v'chayev. It's like you're setting it aside to be bora la'otzer. For la'otzer means like for, you know, for a treasure, storage, the best word, I guess, kotzer sounds to be a treasure, but not putting it away in treasure house. Means if for storage, right? That's chayev. But you have two types of food, and you're borer, and you put it aside le'chol miyad immediately. Okay. Okay. What you can do is you can only set it aside miyad. You can only do it if it's for an immediate, it's for immediate use and not for later on. Okay, so that's the general rule.
You said last year you said something like miyad, biyad, and
ochel mitoch psoles. If that's the way to help you.
Okay.
Ochel mitoch psoles is a given. You have to do it that way. Then there's biyad as opposed to a kli. And then I was talking about miyad. Okay, that's the language around here. It says miyad. Now the question is, why does that make a difference? First, I mean, why should that, we magda that? You know, what's the idea? Of why does it matter that you're doing it right now? If it's borer, I mean, we don't find by other, oh, if I'm cooking for right now, it's okay. No, it's not. All right? I mean, why does that play a role here? So on the sugya of borer, and the original sugya, and daf ayin dalad amud aleph, we have Rabbeinu Chananel, okay, source 40. Rabbeinu Chananel says, v'kaimon kavosei d'omer rabbeinu shaper amar nachmonu l'alto. That was the last, remember we went through the whole sugya, the last opinion was Abaye, who's known as Nachmoni. It's his real name is Nachmoni, known as Abaye, to say it correctly. Anyway, he's the one who mentioned that chiluk, and the Gemara says, Aloch is like Abaye. The Omar Abaye, Kolzman sheyoshev al shulchan va'ochel, if you're sitting at the table eating, okay, then that's called for immediate use. We'll come back to that point later in the shiur today. What is immediate? Next 2 seconds, 20 seconds, 2 hours? You know, so the way the Rabbeinu Chana, that's also a question. How do you define miyad? How immediate the immediate has to be? We'll come back to that. But Rabbeinu Chana says over here, you see in source 40, is kolzman sheyoshev al shulchan. You're sitting at the table, you're eating that meal right now in the middle of a meal, okay? Then that's okay. The Garcina b'talmud de'eretz Yisrael. That's sometimes the Yerushalmi is called the Talmud of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I mean, it's a lot of Dafki Yerushalayim. We call it the Yerushalmi, but in other circles it's sometimes called the Talmud of Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Garcina b'Talmud Eretz Yisrael, Borer Ochid b'toch Ochid, Chizkir Machai b'Yochan Amar Potter. Okay, we have Machokas, we saw this already, the Chizkir and B'Yochan. I'll print it over here, look in 40, we'll see in 41 in a second. Masniso Pliga Chizkir Amar Borer Ochid Borer B'Niach Al Shulchan. What's going on there? So look in the Yerushalmi, Shabbos, Perks, Halacha, Beis. Birer Ochel mitoch Ochel. Okay, you separate Ochel from Ochel. We discussed this. Chizkir Amar Chayav, Riechon Amar Potter. Okay? So let's look in the Korban Ha'idah. Chizkir Amar Chayav, the Afba Ochel mitoch Ochel, Shabbos, Birer. That's also just because there happen to be two different types of food. We've discussed this at length, okay, a number of times. Just because there are two different types of food doesn't automatically mean it's borer, because there's no problem borer because no psoas. Because says the carbonate, the osa she'eno chofetz lecho, by that which you don't want right now, mitoch osa means sherotza lecho. You separate that from the type of food you do want to eat right now. Osa means she'eno chofetz lecho ato chashuv kipsolas. That other food, it's perfectly good food, delicious, but it's not what you want right now. That's going to be called psolas, and therefore that's borer. But if you look at the end words at Karbon Ha'Eidah, there in Shabbos Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, the end of the first paragraph 42. But the davka beborer meniach pligi. This machlokas with Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says you're potter anyway, but Chizkia says you're chayev by ochel mitoch ochel. But the Karbon Ha'Eidah points out that even Chizkia admits davka beborer meniach. That's if you borer to put it aside. But the borer la'ochel alter l'kula al mishari. If I'm eating it right away, I just want this piece first, that's not called borer. I'm going to eat both. I'm going to eat it right away, alter right away, no problem. Okay? So that's the look in the Play Moshe also. We'll come back to Rishami text in a second. The Play Moshe, Perigzai Alacha Beis 43. Borer ochel mitochel, yesh, yesh, from shnei mina ochel, abirzei mitochel, fine. Chizkir mechayim, zedavi kiborer. Riochel amar potov ha'osir, fine, it's the Rabbanah. Okay, so now the Gemara says, back in the Gemara in Yerushalmi, back in front of Masnisa Pliga al Chizkir. Okay, there's a brayse that it's against Chizkir. Let's look in the in the Pnei Moshe. Masnisa brayse Pliga al Chizkir. Tani bor v'ochel bor v'nechal shulchan. That was our brayse that we had in the Bavli also, right? It says bor v'ochel is okay, bor v'nechal shulchan is okay. Bim kain mashma da ochel mitoch achel lav kibaru da kama v'nechal shulchan. The Mishum Yochanan lo kashu v'ksani bor lechatchila. Mishum the matzim l'shenuyah. The Chiyomar Rabbi Yochanan ochel mitoch ochel potter. Potter v'alasa, right? But v'ar meniach ha'kol v'ino ochel miyad at all. Well, Bryce, v'ksani bor v'ochel means you're going to do it right away. El lechizkia. Look at the last couple of lines of that Pnei Moshe. El lechizkia. This is really like kol borer hu chayav. Afilu v'ochel mitoch ochel. Im kein mash from the af lechol hu mechayav. The kosaka daitach the af ochel mitoch ochel te lechol miyad hu mechayav. And that seems to be a kasha against Chizkia, right? Because it says, again, the text is Bor Miniach, Bor Miniach. Again, we had that in the Gemara. I didn't pre-print it here. We had it earlier in the source. Where was it again? In this packet somewhere, if you want to look back. I think it was where at the very beginning. No? It was the first source number one, right? That's the Tanar Bon, and that's the Bryce that's being referred to here. Okay, take a look back in source number one. So it has the expression at the beginning, two things are mutter. Okay, bor v'ochel, bor meniach. That's okay. It's imbirer chayv chatos. Now we had a chilek, but the two go together. You ever follow what I'm saying? The opening two statements of the Tanar Rabbanan, look back in source one. Ha'ilafon menochel, bor v'ochel, bor meniach. That's okay. Now, I explained it right away based on what we're seeing here in the Yerushalmi. As I said to you when we first learned the source number one, the bor meniach, when you put it aside for somebody else, you're not eating, you put it aside for somebody else, that's all okay. Then lo yivra avim birchayv chatos. Then we had all the chilukim that we had in that brayson. might make it clear that everyone remember back and look back and we wrote in regards to source one what we understood. So the idea that borer meniach, which seems to be mutter, seems to be against the Chizkiyah. So Gemara says, Rabun Chia b'shem Rishmul bar Yisrael tipater. You can answer. You can answer. Liftor. We can answer. Not potter with a test example. Liftor, like you know, to answer, to respond. Okay. Tipater shu archin open
mishon mishah. What? Other like a patira.
Yeah, pitaron. Yeah, not patira. That's or disability, but patira. Pitaron. Pitaron solution. All right. Anyway. That's the language in Yerushalmi. I don't know if the Bible used that too much. But anyway, the point is to look in the Korban Eid again. Tifater, Tiftar answer, Hada Tanya, Barbara Hashem, Hanukasha, Orchin Ochem Yad, Mashemineh Halashuchan. That's why I explained to you when we first learned source number one. Okay, Barbara Meneach means that it's right, it's for somebody else. Okay, it's for somebody else. Rashi didn't really say it in source two there, but that's the way I explained it to you. We first learned that's based on what these Mepharshim understand in the Yerushalmi, and that's how the other Yerushalmi in the Bavli learned it that way also. That's what it means. So therefore, Bore Meniach, it's not Meniach L'Acher Zman. No, Meniach L'Acher Zman wouldn't be allowed. It's right away, not for you, but there's other people at the table are going to eat it. Okay, that's the idea. Look at the last Korban Eid in the last play motion, 43. Tifter Koma Amal Chach Chizkiyah could answer, I think Bar Bachman is mutter. The chi kamina, the kol bar chayev, who the bar meniach. Now I'm talking when you put it away. I, the Bryson, it said bar meniach is okay. No, that Bryson is kigon shu archinetzlo. They eat it right away. You don't eat it, but they eat it. Okay, you get the idea, right? So bottom line is it comes out that the heter of la'alta could be, that one, see, I mean, I went over it quickly because we discussed it, we learned in source one. But that's how you learn up the sugya. So therefore, there's no, but everybody seems to agree that even when the Brisa says the expression, meniach ala shulchan, Chizki explained, which I explained when we first learned in the Bavli, in source one, on Dalam and Aleph, okay, which is where the Benim Hanano in source 40 that we just did now is commenting on. He's saying meniach means that it's not for you, but it's for somebody else. Bottom line, the food is being eaten miyad. What is separate being miyad, whether by you or by the guest at the table, whatever it is, then it's miyad. Then it's okay. That's what emerges from this Yerushalmi and from this Tanur Rabbanan that we have in the Braisa. Okay. And therefore,
do they have to eat the whole food that was separated, or could they?
A different question. We'll come back to that. Oh, maybe I'll get to it today, but we'll come back to it. No, if I was borer and Lamai said they didn't finish it, it's okay because the time you did the borer was mutter. Okay, so they, you know, I mean, sometimes you serve a meal and not everybody helps, and sometimes not everybody takes a second helping or whatever it is. So the answer is, if the maisa was mutter, then it's mutter. Okay, even if in fact. It wasn't all eaten, so now you had stuff that was left over. That's okay. All right? Now, anyway, so according to Ben Hananel, let's come back. What is La'alter? La'alter means, again, based on this Yerushalmi, okay, based on this Yerushalmi, La'alter means, Kolzman, go back to 40, Kolzman, she yoshev al ha-shulchan. You're sitting at this table, and Mistama, it's because, you know, it's derech achila, okay? It's derech achila. It's part of the, you know, it's part of the process, so to speak, of eating. And therefore, it's mutter. That looks from the Rabbeinu Chananel in source 43. Moving weiter, the Rosh in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet seems to say that way as well. Perek Zayin Siman Dalet, word Rosh here in Shabbos, right? B'shir la'al t'pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, right? Shir mashimeisev ala shulchan lo susuda, right? Well, you're at that meal and you're setting it aside, but if yourself, but if the guest, but that's considered la'alter. Okay, that's considered la'alter. Good. All right. And the reason, you know, and again, that's considered l'alter. And the reason it seems to be okay is because that's called the derech achila b'kat, right? That's the normal way of eating. You separate food. You don't eat everything necessarily at once. Okay. You know, it's not derech borer. And we said Rashi assumed maybe it's some type of shina, but you don't have to come on to that. Okay. We'll assume that it means derech achila. Okay. Now, other Rishonim have a slightly different explanation of La'alter. Rabbeinu Yerucham, for example, it's quoted by the Beis Yosef, that's I got to where I printed Rabbeinu Yerucham here.
Told who is us this?
Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham was a Talmud of the Rosh. Okay, we have work called what's called the Rerucham. He called the Toldos on Rechava, you know, two different sections. It's interesting. There's some kind of a tradition, the Chidor quote, that not to reprint the Rebbe Yerucham. I have the Rebbe Yerucham. You ever see this form? You guys probably never even seen it. We have these old, faded Rashi script. You know, it's like it's written in two columns and difficult to read Rashi script. They don't print form like that anymore. So the Chidor is a sefer called Shem HaGedolim, where the Chidor was a big expert in Svarim, you know, wrote many Svarim himself. Besides that, the Chidor has a big expertise in Svarim that were around. And he wrote a sefer called Shem HaGedolim, which is available, I have it here at home, where he goes, there's two sections, the names of people and the Svarim. You know, it's like an encyclopedia in alphabetical order, where he explains in the different Svarim who wrote them, what they're about, a little paragraph or two about each, sometimes a little longer, sometimes a little shorter. And there's all the Gedolim, obviously up to his time. So, you know, he lived in the 1700s, so obviously he's not going to have anybody after that. But the Chidor writes up until then. So in Shema Gedolim is Mareches Gedolim and Mareches Svarim. And in order, in alphabetic order, it'll say, basically, Moshe Ben Maimon. So I'll tell you what the Rambam wrote, and so on and so forth. Some of the things we know are more obviously. He has very fascinating stories sometimes. Anyway, so there's a thing he brings down here, Ben Yerucham, that it was somehow not to reprint it or something. So many editions of Ben Yerucham were printed, just photo offsets without restructuring and so on. Not long ago, somebody printed the Ben Yerucham more nicely and explains in his Akdama, you know, why he was okay with it. And I think Rav Adya Yosef, either Rav Adya Yosef himself or his son, who's now the Rav Asher Yitzchak Yosef, one of them, gives us scum and explains why it's not included. I think Rav Adya Yosef himself says why it's not included. That's not what the Chidor meant and so on. Anyway, so Rav Yerucham, 45, writes, Afilo biyad shamar demuta dafka la'alter. What does la'alter mean? Klomar le'osos.
So, Rabbi, I apologize. Rav Yerucham was the Rabbi, the because there's another Tolos Adam. Right, that is
Rav Yamal of Alajan. That's a Hashkafa sefer.
Right,
that's referring to. There's a sefer called Toldos Adam. It's written by I think the brother of the Chaim Alajan, Rav Yamal of Alajan. That's something else. That's a Hashkafa, you know, a Musa or Machshava type of sefer. This is halacha. So when you read Talmud of the Rosh, I want to be sure it's a Risha. Okay, Talmud of the Rosh. Anyway, he writes Klomar le oso suda. You see those words le oso suda, not. Le'osusudim, that's a little bit more lenient, I would think, than the Rabbeinu Hanan. Rabbeinu Hanan understood you have to be at the table. He says le'osusudim, okay, meaning if you're preparing le'osusudim for that meal, that may give you a little more time if it's for the meal. Aval lebo b'yom, koma shabom nech l'tzorach suda acheres shel oso yom ba'atzmol osur. But Rabbeinu Rucham acknowledged if you're preparing now, let's say it's in the morning, and they're preparing for Shalosh Shudas, okay, later in the day, it's not the upcoming meal, then that wouldn't be allowed. That would be like Borel Otzer for storage and so on. That would not be allowed, okay? But Le'oso Suda, the Rucham is kind of giving you the opportunity to, or Hatta, the La'alter, according to the Rucham, includes, you know, for the upcoming meal. That's a little bit more of a Kula. The Beis Yosef, here in our Shin Yud test, source 46. Beis Yosef says, Bashir la alter, so Kosar Rosh Raran, Bashem Rabbanal, who we just saw the Hainu Shir Masha Mesiv al Shulchan. You can only do borer when you're at the table, like you can select different things. So on your plate, okay, or even when you're serving it at the table, at the meal. V'chein Kosar Rabba Magid, he quotes others, you can look them up. Now then he writes, V'chein Kosar Rabbin Yerucham, when Yerucham first says that, you know, in the source that we mentioned, the Sigurd Beis, Chelechez, on Tolos Al Machab, but then he writes, El Shir Kosar Kodol Lechein, Zel Shono, he quotes what we just read, and he says, the le'osusuda. Okay, le'osusuda. So that's a little bit more makel. All right? So the Nira Li, and the Beis Yosef explains what he thinks when Yerucha means, is the achikama. Shimu borer achar suda. Right? Kol shabor suda achars b'osim ba'atzma havala alt. If it's for the next meal, even if it's right after Friday night, you're setting up, you're not going to eat lunch for another 12 hours, right? You're not going to lunch until tomorrow, okay, for more than 12 hours, right? But he says for the next meal, well, that seems to be that we call la'alter. That's how he understands that's how he seems to say that. And according to this, so then you could even do it Borer a long time before the meal, as long as it's for the next upcoming meal. You can even do it for, you know, as long as it's the upcoming meal. Okay. So that's what he said. Now we have a kind of a third sheet, the Mordechai in Hagos Mordechai in the Paraklal Gadol. The Mordechai is always printed in the back of the Shas, right after the Rif, before the Tosefta. So sometimes you have what's called Hagos Mordechai. So in some place, some Masechta, some Prokim. So additional Hagos. So Hagos Mordechai in Paraklal Gadol here in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalet. Okay. He says, because he quotes the Ravan. Pirish Ravan, because one of the Rishonim also, Belezer Bibnosim, okay, we have the Sefer the Ravan, on Halacha, one of the Rishonim, he writes, Livro Lechim, O Piba Chis, Mephibi Nami, Livro Kadesh, Dos Las Rivaracha, Brazav, Alecho, Achar Shah, Nase Kibor La Otzer. He mentions an hour, okay, he meant the Bahagos, one of the quotes the Ravan, an hour, okay, so, within the hour, he says that it's, and that in a certain sense maybe is the strictest view, because even the Rabbeinu Chananel, you know, let's be honest for a moment, our Shabbos meal sometimes extends several hours, right? The Shabbos meal, you know, you sit down and eat, you have company and schmoozing around, you know. Or this was one of the reasons I had this was my schedule, was at the MTA Yeshiva Shabbaton this past weekend. So, you know, meal with the singing, with, you know, Mises and Divrei Torah. You know, the meal, I don't want to say drags out, it's a negative, it's nice. You know, the meal takes a long time. Sometimes the Shabbos Suda, you have company, takes 2-3 hours. So the Rabbeinu Chananel said, okay, but then they bring out dessert, they bring out candy, whatever. It's okay, it's for the tzorach of the same meal. But Rabbeinu Ravan kind of limits it, he says, to an hour. Okay, so the different shittas, at least, you know, three different shittas that come out. Okay. How do we paskin? So we look at our Siman and Shulchan Aruch right at the beginning. Siman Shini Tes Sifalot 48. The Ramah. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says simply 48. Being birurim biyado kedei lecho la'alter. Then it's okay. Mutter. What is la'alter? So the Ramah writes the choma shebor letzorech osasuda shemesid b'miyad mikri la'alter. So Ramah says whatever you're doing letzorech osasuda. Okay. Letzorech osasuda that you're getting, so he kind of hedges his bets a little bit because he says letzorech osasuda, so that sounds like a bini rucham, right? That sounds like a bini rucham, which is mentioned in parentheses, but then he says shemesik b'miyad, that you're going to be shortly sitting down to. So there are more kind of, you know what I'm saying? If I'm reading Ramah correctly, kind of, you know, the bini rucham we said would imply, that's what Beis Yosef implies, okay, that even if it's a long time before. Okay, even if it's a long time before, let's say Friday night, you're doing borer for the sake of the Shabbos lunch meal. Well, that's the next meal. That's a long time before. The Ramah does say letzorech osasuda. You can see it, but then he says shemesu b'miyad. So it's interesting. The Ramah kind of, you know, it's not really clear what the Ramah is. Okay, well, what the Ramah is based on. Okay, because it certainly doesn't work with the Hagos Mordechai, you know, who mentioned, you know, 1 hour or whatever. Okay. And even Rabbi Yerucham, who said at the other extreme, you have a long time. And even Chananel says to say besoch hasuda in the middle of that particular meal. So it's not really clear what the Ramah's mokar is. The Prima Gadim understands that the mokar is in fact.
It seems like a bit of a like a cop out answer because he says what's la'ater or it's miyad. I mean that's a synonym. That's
right,
not a definition.
Right, it's true, but he says letzorech os tesuda shemes b'miyad. You're right, but he does say letzorech os tesuda. But how close to the suda? He's saying miyad. I mean, yeah. The definition of alter is miyad, but letzorech osasuda. They're right. It's a little bit difficult. Okay. The Prima Gadim understands in the Eish Avram Siman Shini Tesef Katan Vav 49. He says it's based on Rabbeinu Chananel. Mashikosar Rabbi Sivala Bagos Tevas Miyad. Af Rabbeinu Chananel the Magid Mishra Mashu Shemesa was sitting ready. Kol Miyad Shedaito Lehesiv B'Samuch La Efshir Shabbatam. We have Samuch. Okay, it sounds like the way the Prima Gadim understands is that he's saying Samuch Laos Asuda. Okay, Samuch Laos Asuda. And the Mishnah Berurah also seems to learn that way.
That's just a third synonym.
Well, that's not really true because Samuch may not mean Miyad. We find different definitions of Samuch. Like we have in Arabic Psachim, Samuch Lamincha, right? I mean, Samuch there means half an hour, right? So Samuch but you're right, it's a little difficult. The Mishnah Berurah, the way he says it is, the way he says, even it's going to last a little while, It's still an altar as long, it's going to be a little while before the meal. Kama shows. It's still called Samuch Lesuda. I don't know. In other words, it's a little difficult. Ramos seems to say Samuch Lesuda. The Mishabura in the Bir Halacha, quotes a Chumra, there in Simshin Yisrael 51. I am Mishabura, I quote a Sefer Tosefes Yushalayim, Shochiach Me Yushalmi, to be in an altar mamish. Okay, we throw in the word mamish. Mamish means like mamish, you know. It's like right away. Not right away. Not none of this hour, half hour. The low karamo. Okay, but he says, Mikol Mokom Ein Lahachmim Bezeh, the Divrei HaRamo Yesh HaMokom Nashash Shalonu. Okay, he quotes the Gron from others that, you know, basically comes out that, you know, there's a difference between La'alter. La'alter means La'alter, but not La'alter Mamish. A little funny, but that's what it doesn't mean right away. All right, practically speaking, so, you know, the Gemara uses the expression La'alter. You see, if you look back in source number one, the Gemara here in the Bible, the 9th Alvin Aleph, uses the expression La'alter as opposed to Bo Bayom, right? I mean, go back from a minute to source one. Let's put it here. Go back to source one. When source one said, Boraminich Lebo Bayom, that was the beginning, right? The distinction between Bo Bayom and Lamachar. But later in the Sugya, it doesn't say Bo Bayom, it says La'alter. So the Achronim is saying, there's obviously a difference between Bo Bayom, even for that day, and La'alter. But La'alter doesn't mean necessarily La'alter Mamish. Okay? So exactly, yeah. Okay, so that's what I understand. The questions are to Lamaisa, you know, what is Lamaisa? La'alter, you know, most assume they accept the Ramon. You don't have to be La'alter Mamish, but it has to be Toch Kedei. Well, we'll see. Let's see what the Achronim say about it. Okay, in terms of Rishonim, it's interesting. The Rashba in his Chuvas, Chelek Dalet Simon Ayin Hay 52, Cholsta Dakra Chamanech La'achar Shah. He says the time is an hour. Not exactly where he gets that from, but that's he says an hour. Aval Ochla Miyad Mutus. He distinguishes between Miyad and 1 hour. Okay, an hour is a unit of time. So anything within the hour, after an hour is no good, but within the hour is called Miyad. Ramosha Feinstein comments in 53, and again, that's that same tshuva we've seen already several times, or Chaim Chelek Dalet Simon Ayin Dalet. So he has various entries on different malachas of Shabbos, including Borer. We saw this already a few times, his comments. And Borer Os Yud Gimel, he quotes our Gos Mordechai, Meiri Lanich Lachar Shoah, Vikibor La'otzer, and so on. But he writes, okay, that this, we're not talking here about a Shosh, it's Samach Minut. It's not 60 minutes. On the clock, 60 minutes. Okay? Shah means a normal period of time. Okay, that's what he's asked. Look at the next page. Chuba, ain't Shah Zu shall shear Shah of 60 minutes. Ella and his Moshe writes, Hazman Shaderech Hu Le'isha Zu Shemisaderes Ha'ochon Le'suda V'kodem Le'zah Fil Shah K'tana, less than an hour, is also. What is the normal amount of time that one prepares for such a meal? And that's what you look at, according to what Ramosha says. Okay? If you take a look at what's the norm? How long? It mentions the woman with the meal. Man also, again, I don't want to be sexist here, but he says, whoever's preparing the meal, how long? And that's basically the idea. Okay? What it basically comes out for Ramosha, it's not literally an hour, even though the Mordechai uses that expression. Okay? Again, so we have different shitas, right? I mean, Ba'osu Suda, yeah, what does Ba'osu Suda mean? Okay? As Rabbi Yerucham said, there's no time limit as long as it's the upcoming meal. You can do it a long time before, okay? Which, according to me, even the night before. That's what it looks like, okay? And Mechanal says, during the meal, and then the Ravan was said, you know, that even more machmer, you know, right now, while you're eating, fine. But the Mordechai mentioned Shua Achas. So Moshe finds in his tshuva, says it doesn't mean literally a 60-minute hour. It means you can do Borer for as long as it takes to normally prepare this particular meal. Okay? That's the idea. Yeah. In other words, the only thing is you have to figure out the time. Let's say the woman wants to prepare the meal in the morning and then go to shul. She wants to prepare the meal at 8:30 in the morning and go to shul. But that would not be allowed because that, even, you know, that's kind of a hefsek is the wrong word, but you can't plan to have an interruption, you know, unrelated to the meal after you do borer. Borer means within the time frame of that meal. So would not, according to this view, would not be permissible for a woman to do borer for the upcoming meal, lunch meal. But then she's in another shul. Ramosha understands that it means within the time slot that it normally takes to prepare that meal. I do want to say full disclosure. Okay. Full disclosure. So the Ben Ish Chai, Sfaradi Posik, I don't know if the Sfaradim accept this or not, but the Ben Ish Chai, he has 2 years worth of comments based on the Seder, not really connected to the Seder, but halakos, you know, he said each week, I guess. And in Parshas B'Shalach, Shona Shnia, Os Alep, Borer, Psalos, B'Doch Ochel, Afilo, B'Yodo Achaz, Afilo, K'dei Lechol, Alter Chayev, that's if you do Psalos, B'Doch Ochel, even B'Yodo, without a Kli. I'm going to borrow Ochel, B'Doch Psalos, you borrow B'Kli, M'Yuchel, B'Bor Chayev, if you use a Kli, you still Chayev. You borrow B'Yodo, Im Lechol, Achaz, Man Chayev, or the third thing, you do it B'Yodo. So later on, all these cases of chayav. He mentioned shah. Does he mean 60 minutes? I don't know. That's what it looks like. Okay. But if it's for the suda that you're going to start with less than an hour, then it's mutter. He seems to say shah more literally. The Ramosha understands. I can't promise that's what he means, but that's what it looks like. Degle Tal also, Melechas Bor Os Hey, 55. Degle Tal also writes, Eino Nikko Lechol Alter Ela Ad Shah. Somoch liberoso. La'alta means within the hour. Within the hour. Again, it looks like also he's defining an hour more specifically. Okay. V'meisav teicha besuda afshis ma'meh b'chabat. But he says, if you sit down right away, but you're eating other things more than an hour, that's mutter, because that's for the suda. In other words, he's telling us an important thing. Whether you understand 1 hour to be 60 minutes mamish, or you understand it to be, like Ramosha said, the normal time that it takes to prepare for this meal, it means from the time when the clock ticks, from the time you do borer and stops ticking, at the time you start the meal, not the time you're eating that particular food, which has been, you know, where the borer has been acted on. You follow what I'm saying? That's what the Egle Tal is pointing out. In other words, it's kolos the suda, kevish meisav teichem the suda, samach mamish liberoso. That's okay. Okay, in other words, I'm doing it before the meal. It's true, we're not going to get to that course until later, but that's okay. But if you're not sitting down to a meal, then it's got to be an hour from the time, like it's not a meal, you're just going to have a snack or something like that. Then it's got to be within an hour of the snack. That's how the Egle Tal points out. You hear his point? I think it's an important point. But he says, preparation for that meal. So, you have, let's say, normally takes you 45 minutes, or you're like the Ben Ish Chai, whatever, 60 minutes means, an hour means 60 minutes on the clock. Okay. So, but it means from the time you do the act of borer until the beginning of that meal, not necessarily to get up to that course. Okay. All right. Anyway, that
it gives you unlimited prep time?
No. Up to an hour.
Hour of prep time.
Up to an hour, but an hour until when? An hour until the meal starts. Not necessarily get to that course.
And then you have the whole meal.
Right.
So he seems to be doing what the Ramah does, but in reverse. Right, yeah. More mekel.
Well, he's saying that's
from different opinions.
But that's based on the Ramah. That's how they understand. That's how the Achronim understand the Ramah. And that's real life. And even though the Ramah didn't exactly fit exactly what we've shown him, but that's how they understand the Mishapur also. I don't think the Mishapur disagrees with that. He isn't.
Ramah sounded more machmir.
Why?
Like, he seemed to be combining different opinions. He said,
Miyad. But the question is, what does Miyad mean? Okay, so they understand uh-huh. Ramon to mean Miyad, it's the upcoming Suda. That's also.
So they translate Miyad as a Shah?
Yeah, I think so.
That's some interesting.
Again, Samach Suda, and again, where do you get the Shah from? Again, the Rashbam mentioned that number, and the Mordechai mentioned that number. Okay, so the Rishonim already said it. I mean, you're right. I mean, Samach Lemicha, I was thinking about this. Samach Lemicha means half an hour. Okay, Samach, you know. But sometimes Samach means right next to, right? The Smicha's Gula Tila doesn't mean you have a half hour in between, right? Or an hour. Okay, anyway, but that's from the Ramon, and that's how most assume. Now, here we come, Avram, to your point, the Mishaburin Sivkot and Hay. Here in Sinai Test 56, he says, "V'im kavanosa k'deishi yistar gam achar suda." But if you have in mind that you're separating, so that there'll be stuff left to after the suda too, then chayv chatos. Ach, however, im memela nistar mebrei rosa. You see that? If there's stuff left over, okay. I mean, not everyone finishes everything at the meal. right? Ad la'achazos ein bekach klum kevin shekar bir behetu. So Mishnah Berurah says specifically, it's okay if there's stuff that happened to be left over at the time was mutter, okay? And then also again, filo acherim who got involved, the turn along with the echad yachol livor ba'ad kol b'nei asuda. And you, as a person preparing a meal, you even though you're not interested in that, you're not going to eat it at all, not an hour, not 4 hours, you're not going to eat it at all. But it's the other b'nei asuda, ein b'zeh mishum boreh, the derech achili, afilu eino ochel ba'atzmo kalimam, you're not going to eat any of it. It's still mutter, because, you know, that's, you know, he points out the Ramo's Loshen, I didn't print the Ramo, but, whatever, it doesn't mean emo literally. You have to be eating it also. I mean, just for that meal. Sometimes the housewife serves food that she's not going to eat any of. Or whatever, the husband serves food they're not going to eat any of. But the guests are going to eat it. Okay, that's also all okay. Now, the question now, just to move to wrap up this point, you know, so the question becomes, you know, why does it work? In other words, what's the svara, you know, behind why it works? So the Chiddush Aran says basically the way we said it. Okay. Is there anything else here? Okay. So, just a moment. Okay. Let's look in the Chiddush Aran again, the Miuchas Lo, there in Shabbos, Ayin Dara Manal. Okay. Do a maskal lebo bayom. He says, there's a chatas if you do bar with talking, so as well as all the different things. But look at right. Ava looks at the third line. Ava lefi shah lecho la'alter kishu ocham mitok psolas eino ela derech achilu. Debetera osik. You know, psolas no ocham, if you lecho la'alter. Why does again la'alter work? If it's ocham mitok psolas, because again, if it's doing ocham mitok psolas, that's called derech achilu. If it's psolas mitok ochel, even though you're doing la'alter, it's not going to help because that's derech breira. So the Ran stresses, the Chiddush Aran here stresses the chilek between derech, you know, derech breira, okay, as opposed to derech achila. That's what emerges from here. The difference between derech achila and derech breira. And apparently la'alter, it's all wrapped into one thing. La'alter is derech achila. Okay, that's the way people normally eat. Again, you have something on a plate. You don't take a bite of everything at once. You take different pieces. That's called derech achila. But if it's psolas mitoch ochel, and what do you move when you eat? You pick up what you want, right? If I have food on a plate, so I take my fork and I want the meat and not the rice, whatever, the string beans, so I'll take the piece of meat. That's ochel. That's normal eating. When you start separating psolas mitoch ochel, even though you're going to eat right away, that's not allowed. So that's what the Ran stresses over here, that the issue is that Derek Breyer Rekach. Rashi might disagree. I'm not saying he does. Okay, it's possible that Rashi does disagree. Okay, because Rashi writes on the Gemara, right? The look in Ayin Dalman Aleph, the Gemara says at the bottom of page 58, okay, so the Gemara is another example of Borah case. If you're bor reiniach, Rashi says potter b'yirmi v'divti mitzmasni chayev. Rashi masni potter v'hotana chayev on the brayzer chayev. Lokash shahav b'kinim v'tamchol haben apu kvar. What utensils used? Okay, Rashi says v'atanya le'el chayev. V'ibe bor reiniach alter mutar lechatchila haven u'potter al oser lecha. Okay, it's mutar lechatchila. It's not even potter aval oser. If you do it for right away, so. In other words, look at the second line of 58. Ba'atani chayev. Where did it say chayev? They asked a kasha against Rav Ashi. Again, look at the case, 58. Hayu lefonav shnei mina ochel ubir v'achal ubir v'iniach. Rav Ashi masni potter v'yom v'midivta masni chayev. So that Rashi masni potter. How can Rashi say potter? Again, also with the bottom. Hatani chayev. The price is chayev. What price? So Rashi says the price from above, that ton of Rabbanon above, that distinguish between la'alter and so on. Okay, la'alter is mutar l'chatchila. It's not even potter aval oser. So Tosus has a little issue with that. In 60, Hatanya Chaya, Pirish Bekuntu, the Heiner Bryce, the La'el. Because Shilari, because the conclusion seems to be the chilik between what the utensils use and so on. And that's the chilik, and it takes it away from the realm of la'alter. Okay, it takes away from the realm of la'alter. Bottom line is that he thinks a different kasha. If you use a kli, it's on a fila altar is chayav chatas. All right, so that's the question. If you're doing an altar, can you use a kli? Says no, certainly not. What I want to bring out is that it's possible that if you don't discuss the kli issue. So what's the problem with not doing an altar? I mean, why is there a heter doing an altar? What's the problem with not doing an altar? So again, it could be, I don't have a raya from this. I'm not sure that that's necessarily what emerges from this tosis, but it's possible to suggest that according to Rashi that we're not worried about the brisa with the kli. Okay. According to Rashi, when you do something miyad, it's like kilachar yad. It's like some other shinui. It's a different shinui. All right, it's not the normal way you're doing it. Tremendous chiddush. He's saying the altar is normally when you separate something. As he's saying, normally when you separate something, if you're doing it immediately, if it's like kalachayad. If I use it right away, normally speaking, people separate things. That's a very interesting question. Because is that true? You know, normally separate things for later on. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's right. I'm not sure there's an argument. Some learn there's an argument in the Ran who says that the heter of the altar is an issue of derech borer as opposed to derech achila. And maybe Rashi or others disagree. When you do something miyad for immediate use, it's like you're doing kalach yad. It's like you're doing it in a not normal way. I don't know if that's really what Rashi says, but it's possible. And the nafkamina might chop, as I said before, if you're putting something aside, you're not going to eat either thing. So if it's an issue of the nafkamina chop, if the issue is that it's not called derech brera, okay, so then even if you're not eating either one of them, it's still not called derech brera. That's not derech brera. Then I mean mutter even for lachar zman. Both things are going to be lachar zman. If you hold it the way we're saying it, somewhat learn in Rashi and maybe can be diac like this and tells. But again, it's a little complicated. I don't overstep it, but it's possible that Rashi would hold that the whole heter, that's not the normal way, because it's kalachar yad. So then, if you're not eating either piece of altar, then it's not kalachar yad. Then it's more like regular borer. Okay, you don't get this. It's not pivotal, but it's just a side deal. Just to finish up, okay, with this on this topic. Okay, what about when your borer? This will kind of lead us into what I want to talk about next, because B'Shem tomorrow, and hopefully later I'll be able to send out the records. Hopefully tomorrow, I'll be in the Shiva B'Shem tomorrow, regular schedule. But the question comes up: what if none of these three kolim or none of these three heterim are available? You just can't. It's not practical. Right? Let's say it's not practical to do any one of the three heterim, all right. In other words, I need a kli, or I need. It's not for immediate use, what if for whatever the reason, these things don't work. Okay.
In other words, none of the three or one of the three.
Well, any one of the three doesn't work, right? Or all three don't work, or even if one of the three doesn't work, is there any way out? Okay. In other words, let's take the case I mentioned before. Okay. The woman wants to go to shul. Okay. So she wants to set up lunch. Let's go to the case. Let's move out of the realm of food. Let's say there's silverware. They're all interjumbled, in the dryer, in the dish rack of the dishwasher. The forks, knives, spoons, all intermixed. Okay. So she wants to set the table because I'm company for lunch. And again, I don't want to be sexist. So the husband wants to set the table, whatever the job it is, to set the table. So, but they want to go to shul afterwards. So is this mutter, so it's not going to be, I won't use a kli. Okay. And it's kind of miyada to the upcoming meal, but it's not really miyada. I want to go to shul in between. All right. I'll take the forks out for it. You know what I'm saying? You have a situation where at least one of the things you can't do. Okay. Or, let's say something, and we'll talk about this also, something you don't want, that we talked about a little bit before, the fly in the soup, okay? The fly in the soup, okay? You peel a banana and it's brown on the banana, and so therefore, it's not necessarily practical. if you have stuff, you can't get the stuff out. You can't take the, let's say, the fly in the soup. Boiling hot soups, you can't do it with a hand. Okay. Anyway, so what are there heterim? So that's what we'll talk more about tomorrow. But just to lead into that discussion, we talk about miyad. Okay. What about if it's toch kedei achila? It's literally while you're eating. Okay. Meaning, does that change? We said that the last thing has to be miyad. Okay, good. What if it's super miyad? It's more than miyad. You're mamish eating. Now the question becomes, do I have to have the other criteria in place or not? Now we're going to leave out kli, because using a kli would seem to be for sure a problem. But what if I have something in my mouth, okay, and I want to take the psolas out of the ochel? It's not ochel. Do we say that this super miyad, this is mamish la'alter, mamish, stuff you're eating right now. You hear the chiluk? As we said, it means within an hour or the upcoming meal, good. That's in order to have the normal criteria met, one of the three. But is there any more leniency if I'm doing it literally as part of the, part of the meal? More than part of the meal. I'm eating. It's a ma'isa achila. So the Ramban in his Chidushim and Daf Ayin Daram and Aleph 61 says, Anak of Chidimah Sachimutr, Pira Mistvara Kosova Rabbi Shain Bebor Pachos Mikashir Chiyub, Kofa Pachos Mikashir, Shain Derek Breyer Bekah. Remember at the beginning of the Sugya, there was a statement by Ron, the early part, you have to look back in source one. Okay. At the beginning, when we had that parent stira, right? On one end, it said Bor Ochel. And bor minyach is mutter. Bor minyach, again, as we explained, means for guests, mutter. But otherwise, bor is otter, usher chayim chatas. Okay? So Ula made the distinction between bor v'ochel and bor minyach lebo bayom, as opposed to lemocher. Okay? And fine. But then Rav Chista asked, what do you mean? You're not allowed to do it bo bayom either. Can't bake bo bayom or cook bo bayom. So he said, bor v'ochel pachos mikashir. When it's matir borer, it means when it's pachas mikashir. And then they challenged him, what do you mean? Don't we say that, like Rashi points out, the new chatzis shas on a Torah? So we didn't discuss this then, but what was the havamin of this? What was the havamin exactly? Didn't he know about the din of chatzis shir? All right? Rav Chista said that. Okay, Rav Yosef asked. Mask of Yosef, what do you mean? Rechim mutar b'lafos pachas mikashir? No. Pachas Mikashir is also Asher Min HaTorah. So what was Rav Chista's Havamina? Didn't he know? Didn't he know that din? Okay, so the Ramban writes, Misvara Kosova Rabba, okay, She'ein, where Rabba is the next Kasha, I'm not sure why I mentioned Rabba here. Okay, but anyway, I'm not sure why he mentions Rabba. Is Rabba, was it Rabba who said that? Or was it Rav Chista? No, we don't have Rabba at all. I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure I mentioned Rabba, but whatever. But the Rabban said, maybe that's who the speaker was, I'm not sure. But he says, Pishon, because the Rabba Shein Bar Pachas Mikashir, you know why? I know that there's such a din of Pachas, of Chatzis Shiras Menatar. I know that. But Ein Derek Brer Bekach, that's not Bor, you don't take out a tiny speck. Okay? Motza Psolas, but Tavis Shu Ochel, Umarfish Psolas Mel Ochel, Hushamutar. Okay, Rav Yosef, it was basically Rav Yosef who says, Kevin Shir, Chiv, Pachos Mikashir, Anami Yosef, Derech Birush, and that is Derech Borer, okay, because every little piece can mitzaref, okay, but what he says is, Nimtze, Psolah, the second line, towards the end, Psolah is Pechaticha, Shu Ochel, that's what Ramban brings up. I find some Psolah in the piece which I'm eating now. I have something in my mouth, there's a bone. As I'm biting it, there's a watermelon seed, as I'm biting it, or something like that, it's mamish in my mouth. So he says, then mafresh mito psos no ochel husha mutter. That'll be mutter. That's the key line for the Rabban Arbrea. You see what it says at the end of the second line of 61? Umotza psolas bichatir. Again, elak ka'ochel. Umotza psolas. Rabban wants to compare that, to the other case, but forget the comparison now to work out the sugya, but he gives it as a given. Right? This is like, the case that he wants to analyze is ke'ochel v'motza psolas b'chaticha shu ochel. It's a fatty piece. Whatever you take a bite of chicken, is a steak or something, it's a fatty piece. You want to take that out. You take that out. That's mutter. Okay, that's mutter. So ochel mitoch psolis is toch achila. Okay, I'm sorry. Psolis mitoch ochel. Psolis mitoch ochel. You take the beard out. Toch achila. That's mutter. That's even better than miyad. That's again because it all goes back to ein derech borer b'kach. Rabban also later in Shabbos kuf mem beis or beis 62. Also says it to what separating stones from fruits and some rocks and stuff. And again, he says, if you have something inside the fruit, right? Look at the last couple lines. He says, the Maishna Evan shall gabam Evan should be tocha peros atzman. The notelis kipsola shab ochlin. Again, he makes a comparison. When you bite a piece of fruit and there's a rock inside or a worm inside, okay? Worm inside the apple, right? The old joke is, what's worse than mentioned, right? What's worse than a worm inside an apple? Half a worm inside an apple. You ate the first half, right? Anyway, bottom line is, these kind of things, Ramban is telling us that psolis, bitoch ochel, is mutter if it's part of the achila process, mamish, more than miyad. Not the upcoming meal. It's not even on your plate. It's in your mouth already. Okay? Now, not everyone necessarily agrees with that. The Rosh in the Tshuva, Kal Chav Bei Simen Tes, okay? We'll come back to this too, but look what he writes. Sha'alta mayim sheish bam toloim. Okay, you have insects in water. I'm familiar with that. Okay, we have insects in water. All right. Imutal ishtosai de mapa b'shabbos. Can you put by your mouth some type of a cloth or something that the water will go through, but any junk won't go through, like a Brita filter. What do they call it? A filter, a Brita filter, I think. You know, that holds the gook back. So is that borer or mishama or not? Or the mutter? Anyway, the Rosh says, "In b'shas shtiyah me'akev ha'psolos shol yikonos dokpiv ein zeh me'ein malacha mutter." Okay, he comes out that it's mutter, but he says that's not the malacha. The mashmos is that really is a problem. Okay, but he says holding it back with a cloth would not be borer. That's the way he seems to say. Okay, in other words, he doesn't give you the terrors. Oh, it's okay because it's shas achila or shas shtia. He doesn't say that. He said he's doing it with this cloth, and whatever's held back by the cloth doesn't come in. That's not called borer. I don't want to make him a machlokas who is none, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah understands it. He's saying that Rosh did not give the terrors no problem because that's called derech shtia. He didn't say that. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha and Siman Shin Yates, Siv Dalet, Dimasal Haborer. Okay, Dimasal Haborer. So here the Mishnah Berurah has, and we saw this also already, just a moment. We saw this Mishnah Berurah already. So he writes, So he writes there, he quotes the Rambam, he says, Yeshli Stapik. Okay, Yeshli Stapik, the second line of the What we're saying here, the way we said it in the Rambam, what the Mishnah Berurah says, does borer mean when you're doing something beforehand? But if you're doing it while you're eating, it's not even called borer. It's not that it's borer and it's mutter. You know what I'm saying? What I call the super miyad. You know what I'm saying? It's not, it's more, it's not even borer. It doesn't even enter the ballpark of borer. Right? Before we said separating something in advance of the upcoming meal, it's borer, but it's mutter because you're doing it l'alter for the upcoming meal. It's no isser of borer, but it's still an act of borer, and it's mutter because it meets the criteria for a three mutter. But you could, says the Mishnah Berurah, it could be, you know, how do we define definitional? That's why I said this the other day. I showed you this the other day, but let's look at it in more detail now. And that'll be for today. I'm holding a piece of food in my hand, or it's in my mouth, and I take something off. I pick up a cracker, and there's a bug on it or something. I don't know. I pick up something, and I wipe off some gook that got on it, right, as I'm about to eat it. Is that borer? Could be. It's not even borer at all. It's not borer, but it's mutter because it meets certain criteria. It's not even borer at all. Okay, so he says, "Is there derech Michael? That's he eat. Maybe you have to come out other ways to come back to. So he says, "Umotzosi b'sefer Birka Yosef shekasa shenechelku adabar Maria Belefia umarit Tzalon." Two great Sfaradi poskim seem to disagree. Marit Tzalon sometimes called Marit Tatz. Test Tzadit. Marit Tzalon is called Marit Tatz. Shemari Mekel, that's a Birka Belefia. Okay. And Marit Tatz is Oser. We tam zeh, and here's the case. We'll come back to this. Oser lahashlich hazvuv min hakos. You're not allowed to just pluck a fly out of a bug out of the bug juice or fly out of the wine. Unless you pour off some liquid with it, we'll talk about it later. Behite rak mit hamacher and so on. Okay. And the Rikyosa Mesivas Apostkim Slow Chilkum Zem Mashim Psosmok Okala Philip opens their chayiv. Just to take the fly. Is that borer? I'm about to drink the wine. And I notice that there's a bug inside, so I scoop it out. Okay. So he says that's a machlokas achronim. Maybe that still is borer, and therefore you can't do stolos mitoch ochel. I don't care if it's right before you're about to take a bite. And I would say by extension, I don't care if it's in your mouth. Okay? If it's in your mouth, you're anyway going to take, you are going to take out the psolos. Right? But that's what it seems to be also. And then the Mishnah writes, ubinosi bisvarim. Interesting expression, ubinosi bisvarim. I investigated into the svarim to look this matter up. It's a pasuk in Daniel. Okay, the pasuk in Sefer Daniel. Ani Daniel binosi bisvarim. That's why our colleague here, Shishiva here, Warrior, by Daniel Feldman, his svarim are called Bino bisvarim. Because his name is Daniel, and he has this expression "binos b'svarim," but others use it too. He wasn't "binos b'svarim." Umatzos yisharishonim plig b'svarim. That's a machlokes yisharishonim. He quotes the Chiddush Ramban, which I showed you above. Okay, the Mishabur quotes Chiddush Ramban. Mucha k'divrei Rabbi Lafia now. He quotes the Ramban on Shabbos Tafayin Dal. I had in 61, so I'm not going to read it again. Okay, and he quotes Ritva also says, and therefore, if it's toch achil, it's not a problem. Omnom, four lines in the bottom. We did harosh b'tshuva. However, the Rosh and the Tshuva that I showed you also, who are talking about Shulchan Aruch, comments is to Zion and so on, Mashpin Shulchan Aruch, the lower Tisham, okay, except that it's done with this type of cloth, it's not considered the straining in the same way and so on. Anyway, so it seems to be a bit of a machlokas. The Bir Aloch himself doesn't answer over here, but in Sif Dalad, elsewhere, in Dibra Maschel Mitoch Ocho 65, he writes, Hayot Tzibi Kolanal, the Be'esach Hila Gufa. He's talking there about peeling, but again, it's the same issue, right? Talking about peeling vegetables and fruits. The be'ez ha'achila gufa, ha'mekel v'kol v'atzos min ha'basa, or, you know, bones for meat and so on. It's mutter gam v'vadai lo nuchalim chos b'yado. V'afil v'sakin kodem ha'achil bones, that's also okay, because it's called derech uchlehu. Im kavanos lechol b'asalata, you can eat it right away. Okay? And some say, goes on to say from that Birka Yosef, that La'alto is muta af psolos mitoch ochel. And I would agree with that. Okay, that even once it's La'alto, even for the upcoming meal, even psolos mitoch ochel is allowed. That far we don't go. If it's La'alto, we don't say if it's La'alto, you can do psolos mitoch ochel. We still require ochel mitoch psolos. But if it's again what I call the super La'alto, the super miyad, okay, then we mutter, even psolos mitoch ochel. Okay, that's what I'm bringing from that Mishnah Berurah. So let's finish up by citing the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud 66. I'll just summarize quickly, I'll be possible in a moment. Okay, but let's read the Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud. Be'ez HaChila 66, Yochol Livror HaOchol Mitoch HaPsolas V'lechol. Okay, he says, while you're eating, you can take the ochel out of the psolas. Okay, otherwise, how can you possibly eat anything at all? Okay, it won't work. And hello, kol odom b'shosh and notel biyodov lechol behechrich litol ochel aneich hapsolas. Okay, of course you can do ochel mitoch psolas. Because otherwise, how can you explain why ochel mitoch psolos works? Okay, otherwise, how are we going to eat? Bekama mina machon yesh psolos elavadai the b'shas achila lo shayach lomar brera. That's the point I want to bring out. That's not called borer. B'shas achila lo shayach lomar brera. B'dafka b'yado without kvara hari brera. Except the kli that we don't allow. B'chein, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. That just a moment. we allow ochel mitoch psolis, and b'shas achila. Does he say it the other way? One second. Now we look back, but he's not saying it. B'shas achila. He doesn't actually spell out. Sorry, he doesn't spell out psolis mitoch. Just a moment. I'm sorry, because Yochel Shol did not say what I thought he said. Just a moment. Be'ez achil yochel libroch ochel mitoch psol echol. If lokein eich b'yichol es lechol b'shamas al kolod b'shol sh'otom. Fine, that's explaining why ochel mitoch psol works. Fine. El abad el b'shamas achil el shayach lomar brera. That's the line I wanted to bring out, but I thought he said something else, but I'm sorry. But he says that b'shamas achil is not bore at all. But even then, he can't use a kli. That's the point. Okay? He doesn't seem to accept this call. I'm sorry. So I seem to say the other way. Yeah, I'm sorry. Ochel Shulchan doesn't seem to accept this. He seems to say even Be'ez Achila, you'd still have to separate the Ochel from the Psolus, not the other way around. But in either case, what I want to bring out was the Kli, but he doesn't say what I thought he said. I have to look at that again. Just to sum up, finish up. Okay, so again, we Paskin, I think, like our Moshe Feinstein, that you're allowed to do Borer for the Suda any time before it takes that meal. You know, if you take a half hour to prepare the meal, so you can only do a half Borer within a half hour of the meal. Okay, unless you're Mafsik with something and so on. All right? And by the way, again, what I said before, and this, I think, is in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa, even if you're borer for dessert, you're not going to get dessert for an hour and a half. Again, the clock, the timing is when the meal begins. Timing is when the meal begins, even though you're not up to that course yet. So even for dessert, okay? Even for dessert. Then there's some question. There's a question. Can I do it for the meal? As Reb Shlomo Zalman is a kula, even if I won't, I can do it, even if I am going to. He's making even like a shul, for example. Okay, you can be mafsik even if you won't have time to do it right before the meal. He's making on it. Okay, and as he says, you. I'm just check my notes just a second. No, I'm sorry. He doesn't say that. I'm sorry. No. I'll leave that out. Okay, just to finish up, all right, as far as extrapolating from this heter of ochel, how do we apply miyad to what do you call it, to non-foods? With this, I'll finish. How do we feel miyad to non-foods? So the Shmuel Shabbos Kolchosa says, well, again, it would have to be for immediate use. So, for example, if you have a kid as a messy drawer, you have laundry you want to put away, and all this piled in one stuff, all this laundry put away, Shmuel Shabbos Kolchosa said it would not be allowed, okay, because not for that day's use. You don't have to put your laundry away now. So it sounds like it would not be for that use. But to some people are making it all together because, you know, remember, with laundry, the items are recognizable. They're not jumbled too much together. So therefore, be mutter even to sort children's clothing or your clothing, whatever, even for, you know, for the next day, so to speak. You put it in the drawers for now. Be mutter, you know, but that's not because of miyad. That's because, you know, would not be called a mixture in the first place. But, okay. All right, so we'll stop over here for now. But then I'll send out the other makaros, and we'll finish up with Bora maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. That'll be the end of Bora, okay? Wish everybody a good day. Again, I'm sorry about the schedule change. Yeah, question. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was just saying thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Very good. Okay, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day.
Well, tomorrow we'll have regular Zman Bezashem Kol Tov.